Welcome to the City of Iqaluit City Council meeting number 19, August 9th. A little bit late. I already acknowledged that in our public hearing, but I will for the City Council as well. We're about 4 minutes behind due to a previous meeting. We will start this meeting with a moment of silence. Thank you. Can I get an adoption of the agenda? Councillor Shepherd moves. Councillor Kwasa seconds. Show of hands, all in favor. Unanimous. I'm going to take that, Kim. I'm going to take your visual hand as unanimous. Thank you. Moving right into minutes. A, City Council meeting number 18, dated July 26, 2022. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Moved by Councillor Shepherd. Seconded by Councillor Nuttuck. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. A show of hands, all in favor. That is unanimous. Thank you very much. Bylaws, first reading where there is no questions. Bylaw number 942, land disposal, lot 20, block 206, plan 3474. I'm going to go back to councillor statements. Oh, no, declaration. It's been a while here, although I was here 2 weeks ago. I just don't blame time. Ed, is there any declaration of interest? And Councillor Shepherd?
Thank you, Mayor Bell. I have to declare on 7C due to a business relationship.
Thank you, sir. Any other declaration of interest? Perfect. We're going to move into statements now. Councillor statements. Councillor Kwasa, go ahead.
Thank you. I would just like to say how proud I am of our Deputy Mayor Solomon Awa. He was the leader of the Boa whale hunt recently happened. I'm very proud of him. I would like for him to get something from the city for this event. I'm also very proud of everyone who was involved. And they also had some young women in the group. And one of them speared the bowhead whale for this. I am very proud. I just wanted to comment on that. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Councillor Kwasa. Councillor Smith, go ahead.
I just want to say I had the pleasure this weekend of visiting Joe Haven. And while I was there, I got to see Narvik, which is the community-led food initiative that they operate there in the community that is completely, entirely off-grid and run off renewable energy. And I just thought it was such an encouraging thing to see a facility like that being run off renewables in the north. And it just gives me hope and vision for more that we can be doing here with renewables. So it's very cool if anyone wants to check it out.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. And I'll just fastly say congratulations to Deputy Mayor Owen and his crew. I believe it was 29 feet. 31. So 30. Yeah. So, you know, let's say 31-foot bowhead whale in our bay. That's an amazing feat, and just like Twitter, Awa feats. He is an amazing man, and congratulations to that whole crew. Moving on to now bylaws, first reading where there is no questions. One, bylaw number 942, land disposal lot 20, block 206, plan 3474. A mover and a seconder, please. Moved by Councillor Kwasa, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Call for a vote. Show of hands. All in favor. That is unanimous. Thank you. Second reading, where there is questions. Bylaw number 942, for 2 land disposal lot 20 block 206 plan 3474. Are there any questions? Oh, I need a mover and a seconder. Councillor Shepherd moves. Councillor Nuttack seconds. Thank you. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, show of hands. Unanimous. Thank you very much. Number two, bylaw number 941, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899. Mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Kwasa. Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Comments, questions, concerns? Councillor Shepherd, go ahead.
I voted in support of this previously to get it to this stage and to call for public input. I'm still struggling with this one a little bit. And it's partly because of city policy. We have not accurately included this business use in our process and our plans. Hopefully with our zoning bylaw and general plan amendment this fall, we can formalize where institutions like this can go. My biggest concern right now, I have full comfort with the way the store would operate. I'm not overly concerned with the adjacency to the school, given the proliferation of cannabis that's for sale along that street at other establishments already in an unofficial manner. My biggest concern is with the adjacency to QHRC's development. This city approved a development for the new facility being constructed next door. That proponent went through that application process and developed their plans with considering what is allowed to be built around them. There's been significant investment made to a very large development that will be a great benefit for our city, directly adjacent to where this proposed change is being made. And I'm having a very difficult time accepting that, realizing full well that it's caused by the lack of our inclusion of this business type in our zoning bylaw. So, you know, the number of related parties for and against in the public call for public comment, they basically cancel each other out. They don't really carry a whole lot of weight. The one that carries the most weight for me is QHRC's comments that were provided. So I'm still wrestling with that. And I honestly don't know which way to go. I would be curious to hear what my colleagues have to say about this proposed development and its location. But my biggest concern is the adjacent project that's already underway and already fully approved by the city and was done so on the understanding of what could be built around it in the first place.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Smith, I see your hand up first, and then a Councillor Nuttack shortly after.
Yeah, well, thank you, Maribel, and Councillor Shepherd. It won't be new that cannabis is being sold in the downtown area that is already adjacent to schools, to playgrounds, to this new facility. What I see is the difference is now that it's a more safer, more regulated product. And it wouldn't be getting into the hands of children, because certainly the people who are selling drugs in front of Northmark currently are not asking for identification. With respect to you're worried about users consuming cannabis in front of playgrounds or in front of children, right now, my understanding of our legislation in general is that you're allowed to smoke cannabis anywhere outside on public land. If that is a concern, it doesn't really matter where the actual store is located, if you can still stand on the side of the road next to a playground and smoke it. If that's the concern, it doesn't really change based on where the store is located. And this is an area that is zoned for business. There's very few retail locations that are available to small business in this community. If it was to the point that was made in the public hearing, if not here, then where? Like, where is the other location? Is it somewhere else, or is it just not at all? I think that this store being in a central downtown location would really actually be a harm mitigation strategy. And would perhaps put some of those people who are currently selling illegal cannabis out of business. And it would be just, I think it would create a healthier environment around the consumption of cannabis. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor Metic. Sorry about that. The mic is yours.
Properly. Thank you. I too feel the yellow building. I didn't agree to that before. And right beside it, it was mentioned where you're looking at a healing facility. I have not ever used these drugs, but I smell them all the time. I see it in their lives. It's destructive. There are people out there that I haven't seen. Perhaps there are positive things. I have been in all areas of the town. It's being used anywhere in Iqaluit. The selling will not slow down. Even if the store comes in, the desire is there to purchase more. I really don't know if this will help Inuit employment. And this is a busy area. It won't look nice if we have a store down there. The one in orange will also be too close. It's quite close to many things downtown. When we don't see things on paper, for Iqaluit, it's another option. I'm just an ordinary human being. If there's improvements, we should discuss. And to listen to concerns. I don't really have an issue either way on this. Within Canada, we have two bosses.
Thank you.
Normal people are the bosses here. I wanted to mention that. Perhaps there might be a better option that we could look at. Thank you. That's where I'm at. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Is there any comments, questions, concerns? Councillor Kwasa, go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am aware of this issue. In that location, there's the Pentecostal church. It's right across. They will be blessed. The concern with this, with the facility right beside it or being next door, I realize there are guidelines and policies and issues related to consuming right near the building will be enforced. For addictive purposes, we realize this is highly addictive materials, but there are rules, there are guidelines, there are things that they have to follow, and not to be too visible, no advertising to children, and being today and through the legalization and the discussion about alcohol versus drugs, when you misuse both, there are negative aspects to the addiction. That seems to be the way it is. Currently, our population, anywhere, not just here in Iqaluit, it's highly used, but also alcohol is the same way. It's exactly the same. When it's overused, it's not as well. That's what I wanted to mention that, Mr. Mayor. If they follow what has to be followed, and that they do, we will see this in Iqaluit. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kwasa. We made it this far from our planning committees, and I think you're correct. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to thank my colleagues for providing comment on this tonight. It helps to hear opinions before we vote on things. You know, and I will vote in support of this, noting my colleagues' comments and the lack of widespread public opposition in any way to this. I would like to encourage all of our residents to be involved in the general plan and zoning bylaw review that's underway right now. These documents that are being created this summer and this fall are going to guide what can be built where and for 10, 20 years to come. It's an incredibly important process, and I hope my colleagues will at council will participate very meaningfully in that as well, because, you know, setting those expectations and those rules right now, you know, prevent conversations like this from even needing to be had in the future. So thank you all for the comments, and I'll vote in support.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Are there any other comments, questions, concerns? Councillor Nutt, go ahead.
I just want to reiterate when this started coming up, I thought perhaps it would go to a new location, but the current site and the staff can provide recommendations for this. The one in the yellow area, when they selected, I was part of that selection in Inuit own land. It's in the old minutes. My comments are in the minutes. When we talk about this, they won't be smoking anywhere. They won't be consuming anywhere. There are guidelines in place to control the use and not to smoke right outside the building. And you have to also be concerned about the residents' houses in that area. Iqaluit is in the Arctic. But I too would like to see something like this if I had lots of money. I just mentioned this. I'm concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nutt. Last call for, well, not last call, but I'll call for, you guys can ask questions or comments as long as you want. I'll call for any other comments, questions, concerns from councils before a vote. Seeing none, I will call for a vote, a show of hands, all in favor. That is 3-4. Councillor Nutt, how do you vote against?
Again, I oppose, yes.
Councillor Nutt, sorry, and Councillor Nutt opposes. 3-4, 1 against, and that passes. Moving on now to third reading, where there is no questions. Councillor Shepherd, you are...
you can stay.
Yeah, you can stay. You declared. Bylaw number 938, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Moved by Councillor Kwasa, seconded by Councillor Nutt. Councillor Smith. There's no question, so I'll call for a vote. All in favor, show of hands, please. Unanimous. Thank you very much. Moving into new business. Catholic Business Development Corporation, Food Sovereignty Roundtable, verbal. We're looking for a member of council to attend if possible. Correct?
It's going to be for a representative from the city.
Yeah, oh, yes, a representative from the city. Is there any Councillor Nutt? Go ahead.
Yeah. I can put my name forward.
Excellent. That works for me. Do we need a motion for that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, can we get a motion? Councillor Shepherd moves. Councillor Kwasa seconds. I'm not going to call for comments. Let's call for a vote. Show of hands, all in favor. That is unanimous. Thank you. Awesome. And thank you for putting your name forward, Councilor Netek. Tammy will send you all the information. B, City of Iqaluit application for funding under Transport Canada's National Corridors Fund, increasing the fluidity of Canada's supply chain, request for a resolution of council verbal. Amy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. City of Iqaluit has submitted a proposal to upgrade Iqaluit Drive under the federal program just mentioned, the National Trade Corridors Fund, increasing the fluidity of Canada's supply chain. So we are seeking a resolution of council tonight to support the city's application. I'd like to just provide you with a little bit of background on this project. The Iqaluit Drive from the new deep sea port and Causeway boat launch does not comply with the city standards. It's identified as a collector road, but it does not meet the standards for width and so on. The drainage is not adequate to facilitate runoff. And in its current state, it cannot meet the requirements of payloads associated with the offloading of sea lift traffic from the deep seaport. As we all know, it's inadequate access for the sea ice and traditional activities like hunting, boating, fishing, and so on. Over the past 2 years, we've experienced challenges and increased costs as a result of supply chain disruptions. Once the new port opens, and without the upgrades, we're concerned an increase in port traffic will mean offloading will be slow and congested. We expect conflicts with port traffic and local boating traffic. Iqaluit Drive is an important road, and it's part of the supply chain connecting Iqaluit to southern Canada. Improving the road will improve the fluidity of the supply chain for goods and specifically construction material. The city has completed the detailed engineering design, and the project is ready to be tendered. The total cost estimate of the project is $9,730,000, of which the city's contribution would be about the balance of about $2.4 million. And that's part of the program requirements to make sure that the city has a contribution. And I would also like to note that under the Deep Sea Port Development Agreement with the Government of Nunavut, the GN is required to make a financial contribution for the upgrades, which the city would allocate towards our contribution if successful in our application to this program. And I would, I do have a draft resolution of council, which I'll share with you if can. So Iqaluit City Council supports the Iqaluit Drive upgrade application to the National Trade Corridors Fund, increasing the fluidity of Canada's supply chain as represented by Transport Canada in the amount of $7,297,496 and commits to a contribution of $2,432,499 towards the project.
Thank you, Amy. Do we have a mover? Councillor Shepherd moves. Seconder? Councillor Netak, thank you. Comments, questions, concerns? Councillor Shepherd, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. Always going to be in favor for funding applications from other levels of government. Just wondering, would this work, if approved, include paving on that section of road?
Yes, paving is included in the cost estimate.
Nice and easy. Oh, well, we got lots of speakers here. Councillor Netta, go ahead.
Thank you. I support this improvement to the road, the tank farm. There's a pile of gravel there, right there. Perhaps that would be of use for the road improvement before they put the pavement. It's a thought. As they plan this and look at the required improvements for this road, heavy loads will be going through, building materials and metal products and everything else that comes in will be heavy. It has to have a proper road. I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nutter. Councillor Kwasa, go ahead.
Thank you. As I understand it, our port there has been delayed a year, and it was supposed to open this year, as I understand it. But with this work that's going to be done, would that be in line with the delay, and would that all be finished by next sea lift and so forth? Mr. Mayor.
The project would not be completed in time for the start of next year's sea lift. The tender, if our project is approved, the tender would be issued in likely January 2023, and then work would begin as soon as possible when snow melts and the seasons allow. We would have loved to have had it done this year, but we haven't been able to receive the funding that we need for this project yet. So we are hoping that that with the with this program that's in place, the Transport Canada program, that that if our project's successful, then we'll start getting tenders out in January, and then the work would start next summer. So there would be coordination required. And of course, we'd work out the schedule with the contractor around around the busy sea lift drops that come in.
Excellent. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Show of hands, all in favor. That is unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you, Amy. Moving on to C, request for decision, a street lighting installation, recommendation of award, sole source engagement of Kulik Energy Corporation for new street lighting needs. This is from last council. Simone Gosh is our director of engineering, is here to present to us. There you go. The floor is yours, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Bill. Good evening, council members. So as Mayor Bill said, that we had presented this RFD on the 26th of July, and because we didn't have the locational sketch attached to the presentation, so we just added that to today's presentation. And basically, I'm recommending that we award this contract to QEC for material supply and installation for a total amount of $131,788. And because there are some constraints with the supply of the material, so we are trying to push this as quickly as possible so that the work can be done this season.
Thank you, Simone. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What's not clear in the RFD and even this map is what specifically is being included. Can you just clarify that every single location identified in red on this map, including the road to Apex, are having street lights added? Just yes or no, is every single section highlighted in red on this map being lit in this proposal?
Your mic's not on, but... Amy also has her mic on.
Do you want me to take this? Okay. Okay, so I'll just also, so we have the map to give you an idea, and the map actually coincides with the table that's in your package. So that is right after the, I think it's right after the RFD. Looks like this. And you can actually reference letters, so you have A1, A2, A3, and so on. And you can reference that with the table. And so on, there's a number of different types of work that will be done to improve the street lighting. So number one in the table, the column, is to repair an existing lighting. The second is the replacement of LED lights or heads from 60 watt to 100 watt. So that's going to improve like the brightness of the lights and provide more light in that area. As we learned when we met with QEC, that was an option to increase lighting without increasing cost significantly. And then the next item is adding lights to existing poles, also a cost-effective way to increase lighting in the city. And the most expensive item is to add a new pole and new lights. And so each of these letters then coincides with the map that's been prepared. And so I'll give you an example, A1. There are 9 street lights, and these will be in this location. And for this one, for example, there would be 9, the replacement of LED lights from 60 watt to 100 watt. And so that one is A1, just for the example, is just a second. Apex, I think there it is, Apex, yeah. And then I know there was a question, I wasn't here, but I know there was a question about the lights to on the way to Apex. So if you reference A2, that's on your map, but then you go to the table, the plan would be to add 1 light every 3 poles. So that would be an additional 7 lights down the Apex Road.
Yeah, it's a comprehensive list. Actually, I think it's a great list and definitely a great start. And I think they said fall they would be installing everything, which will give us an opportunity to know if we need to budget a little bit more for next year as well. So, I think it's a great list. I wish we would have had it last week, but here we are. Councilor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's the same information we were presented with last week. We just weren't able to get our questions answered when we asked them when we looked at this at the last meeting. And it's a cumbersome process. Like for us to review this and cross-reference an image with a table that's basically a full Excel worksheet is just a little bit much. So I appreciate the answers to the questions tonight and being able to address that. And it does make sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have a mover? Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Kwasa. Comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Show of hands, all in favor. That is unanimous. Thank you very much. And thank you, Simone. Thank you, Amy. Moving on to correspondence. World Pancreatic Cancer Day, November 17th, 2022, proclamation. Do we have a mover and a seconder? Moved by Councillor Kwasa, seconded by Councillor Smith. Any comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Show of hands, all in favor. That is unanimous. Thank you very much. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Councillor Shepherd, Councillor Kwasa, all in favor. Unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you to our interpreters, and thank you to our staff, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.